Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Travels Radio. I'm Karen Miles, and this is my co-host, Jolene Dredley. Hi, Jolene.
Hi. How are you today,
How are you, Karen? I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Really excited about today because we have Midnight Syndicates Ed and Gavin, and this is a real treat for me. So I want to go ahead and introduce both of them, and let's get started.
Okay.
Hi, Gavin. Hi, Ed.
How's it going?
Hey there.
Doing pretty
good.
How are you guys doing today? Pretty good.
Great,
yeah,
great.
Can't complain.
Well, I wanted to start out by saying thank you both so much for coming on today. And I know it's a half-hour show, but I'm very excited to have you both on.
Well, thanks for having us. It's our pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome. So, well, I guess I want to start out by asking how you both got involved, as far as how you knew each other and got involved with the music to bring your talents together.
I met Gavin when I was going to the local music store. He's the person that helped me set up my studio when I started scoring some short student films and worked on the very first Midnight Syndicate CD. So we developed a friendship from early on. And when it came time to do the Born of the Night CD, I was really looking for a creative partner to help me write the music for Midnight Syndicate. And Gavin had expressed interest and really liked the darker side of, we have a common interest in the horror and paranormal. And that's what, you know, Born of the Night and all the rest of the Midnight Syndicate discs afterwards were all about. And so we got together and it clicked, and we've been releasing discs together ever since.
I think that's great because you two sound to listen to your CDs, and I have three of them, but you guys are just fantastic. So I love your music, and I have to thank Jolene's son for telling me about you all, because I didn't know about you guys until he was telling me about you. So that's how I got into it. Yeah.
Yes, your music, especially this year and every year before, especially when Robert was heavily involved in working with the Hollow Scream at Busch Gardens, he happened to walk in the CD to Midnight Syndicate to the entertainment department and said, you need to listen to this for Hollow Scream, and they just fell in love with the music, and from what I understand, you've been working with them ever since, and your music, you can hear it echo all over the whole park. It's incredible. It's beautiful. Oh, my goodness, yes, and it gives that perfect touch of Hollow Scream, of Halloween, of everything. And they play different soundtracks of yours in different places of the park, and it's extremely, extremely nice.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
I always listen, you know, when we get to walk through during that time period of September, October, and it stays with you, you know, as you're walking. So I told Karen about it, and I said that, you know, Robert has all your CDs, He eats on his iPod and he listens to it, and it's just really, he just really, really loves it.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's very cool.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
That's what we kind of just try and set out to do, create these atmospheres that really set a mood. And so
Right. We've
had a lot of success with working with different amusement parks, the haunted houses.
Mm-hmm.
I think we kind of filled a niche there when we first started out. There wasn't a lot to choose from as far as music goes. And so we kind of latched onto that and, you know, gave them something to play, some cool atmosphere, and it's really been a great thing for us.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things we noticed when we started, you know, doing this, is there was this gap between you either had, like, you know, the sound effects tapes or CDs or whatever, or the Monster Mash type party compilations, but there wasn't anything really that you could just put on in the background for, like, a party or, you know, at a haunt or wherever in a store, and just kind of listen to and let it kind of create a nice mood. So that was the big goal, was to fill that gap, to kind of create what we wanted to hear, you know.
No, I noticed that you all had the one movie, Dead Matter, which I enjoyed. That was a great movie.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Have you done any other or collaborating on any other new movies that you might be going to?
Well, we scored The Rage, which is a film that Robert Kurtzman did back in 2008. Or at least it came out in 2008. And I'm scoring a film called Bunyan, we did last year, and that movie's coming out next year. And it's a fun horror film version of Paul Bunyan, the infamous lumberjack. So it's just a really fun movie, and the score reflects some different sounds that people may have not heard from us before, which is really kind of cool. And that's coming out. It's actually just screened at Shockfest this weekend in L.A. That's where it's having its world premiere. And then next year it'll be released. So we're looking forward to that. But our big thing is working on finishing up our next Midnight Syndicate CD. That's the big project we're focusing on now.
Oh, wow. Well, I know I'm definitely looking forward to the new music coming out because I'm all the time searching for different music and especially with your alls. I mean, because I know that there's more stuff coming, so I'm constantly looking. But it's just, I think it's fantastic that you're able to put out that type of quality of music. I mean, it's just unique, and I don't know how many people that I've introduced it to, and they just absolutely love it.
Oh, thanks.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see.
I know Bush Garth wouldn't be the same without you. I know that. It's tradition to hear your music play throughout the park at that time, and it's without it the park would feel empty. So it's
well, thank
it's
you.
Really, you're very welcome. But it's very true. People expect to hear your music. They expect it, and it's the entertainment department of Busch Gardens really they love it, and you can walk in their door if you need to go in and speak to someone, and sure enough it just echoes, it plays all over. So it's now it has become a very, very sincere tradition. And I don't, you know, it wouldn't be the same without it.
Well, thank you. That's really nice to hear. We always like hearing about those kind of things. I think we've more and more every year, we're more a part of people's celebration of the Halloween season. And it's been going on for many years. You know, whether it's like, you know, amusement park like Busch Gardens, which is, you know, incredibly awesome, or somebody's home haunt, which is also awesome. And like, people play our music down the streets when they're decorating their house. If they do it really well and they really want to grab people's attention, they play our music when they decorate. And we hear stories about that, and they send us photos of how they decorate the lawn and blast the music out there. And we just love hearing about that, hearing those stories. It's really cool.
Good. And I'm sure that they'll be looking forward to your new CD. That will be very, very, you know, interesting, awesome. You're so creative. It takes creativity and skill and that certain spark to be able to create like you do. And it's when some, you know, people, it grows in a tradition like that to be, you know, to be heard, and then they wait, you know, they can't wait to get through the front door so they can hear the music, you know, and you know, so that's Robert in the background. I have all the music on my iPod. So, you know, it's really nice. It really is, and I've watched people's reactions, and it gives it that special feeling, and people really do they absorb it.
Well, I wanted to know what you both see as far as the future goes. I know that you compose, and then you've worked on some music for different movies and stuff, but where do you want to see yourselves in the future, say in 5-10 years?
Ooh, good question. Hopefully lots of more music, good music out there.
Yeah, I think so. I think every time we're done with a CD, you know, after a little time to get it out there and kind of recharge, we're immediately looking to the next disc and how we could make it better and bigger than the previous CD. I think it's pretty normal for most artists, but we really try and make that a focus. So, you know, I see us continuing that. You know, I feel like we really did some really cool things with Carnival Arcane. That's our most recent CD. And I think the way we blended sound and music, which is kind of like our signature sound, the way we did it on that disc, I think, was a level up from what we've done in the past in some ways. Mm-hmm. And you like to think that you're growing as a composer and as an arranger, on every disc. I think we really did that on this last one. It got me very excited to hear the final product, kind of like I felt after the 13th Hour, which I feel was another one of our really big discs that stepped up. Yeah, it really is. It's done. It's definitely one of the most popular CDs. And so, yeah, like, we can't wait to release this new CD that we're going to have out next year. It's going to have a very classic horror theme. Think of the black and white horror films of the Universal, golden era of horror, and all the movies that came after that were inspired by that. That's the theme of this new disc, and we're excited about it because it's got a big sound to it, and we're excited about the songs, and, you know, going to continue to integrate the sounds with the music and do something special, and so that keeps us energized. But I can't say that we haven't already thought of the next disc after that. We have, you know, two different ideas that are floating out there that we are constantly talking about, so I think it's
always fun too to like kind of dig into like a given theme or an idea for a, you know, like a story world kind of, and try and figure out, okay, how do we bring this to life? How do we really kind of make it tangible in a different way than we've done before? You know, and like the first, I know I'd mentioned 13th Hour. I think that's a classic example of, you know, bringing this whole Victorian haunted house kind of environment to life. And even before that, Geeks of Delirium, it was like a turn of the century asylum, you know, kind of creating a vivid atmosphere for that and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
And I think that in addition to that, there'll be other projects that we take on the side, as we always have. Sometimes I focus more on the movie scores, but Gavin has other projects that he works on. You know, sometimes when I'm working on a movie score, since that's not his primary focus, and, I mean, Gavin, if you want to talk about Parlor Muse.
Yeah, I did a project called Parlor Muse. I started that a few years ago, which is basically Victorian music that's kind of been modernized. So I'll take actual popular songs from the 19th century and early 20th century and kind of do them up as more like folk rock arrangements so today's audience can kind of get behind it and relate to it. This year, I did release a second EP of all like piano music, basically. It's very pure, very atmospheric. So I've got that going. I also a big fan of anime, music and the shows. Mm-hmm. But the music is really what got me started with that. So I did another project that's related to anime. It's a Vocaloid based CD in the band, The Subtle Inversion. So yeah, I've got my hands in a bunch of stuff, a bunch of different things.
Great.
Well, it sounds like you're both very, very busy. And I wanted to say that, you know, it was an honor because Ed, I've met Ed a couple times, and I think you're a fantastic person. So to have Gavin come on and speaking for the first time, that was a real, you know, it completes the whole thing for me because I've been able to talk to both of you now, and it's really great to be able to talk to you.
Awesome.
That's cool, yeah.
And
we
I
love
also
doing
wanted
those.
To say, oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, same. We just love doing those shows for this very reason, doing those all the conventions that we run out and do.
Yeah,
the conventions are great.
And get their take on things, and just, you know, it helps validate, like, what you're doing. Like, oh, yeah, this is what, you know, we're trying to do. We're actually accomplishing it, and, you know, and people are getting behind it and stuff. It's really, really cool.
Well, I was going to say, I was going to bring up the movie Dead Matter. When I watched it, I thought the storyline was so unique because of the way it was done. I've never quite seen one done that way where it's not about, you know, it's almost like an addiction and for the vampire part of it. And I loved that. I thought it was great that it was done that way.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, we really spent a long time working on the story of the Dead Matter, and we actually released an earlier version like a long time ago before Midnight Syndicate even started, though the score to that original movie is partially what sparked Midnight Syndicate, because it's a horror film, and you know, I wrote a bunch of instrumental music for the score to that movie, that version of the movie. But we released the movie, and then when it came time to remake the movie, we went back in and spent at least a year and a half. Not nonstop, of course. We had other things going on, but just trying to get that story and that script as good as we possibly could. And that meant spending a lot of time, you know, just on the story and making it something different. I really like horror films and films in general that have lots of cool plot twists. Not plot twists that just maybe just come out of nowhere, but logical turns and twists in the story that keep you guessing so you can't figure out how it's going to end. And I think we've accomplished that in The Dead Man, and so I was really happy with that. I think the story does a few things that I haven't seen done in too many horror films, and it does it in a kind of interesting, unique, fun way. And it's fun. I mean, The Dead Matter is a little less serious than what we do for Midnight Syndicate, but that's just the character of that project, and that's what it's all about. So a lot of people have really enjoyed it, and it's been very exciting. So who knows? There might be another film down the road from us. This has certainly set us up to do another one. Just, you know, don't know when that opportunity is going to come about because the demands for Gavin and I with Midnight Syndicate, you know, and with the composing and the different projects, like he was telling you with the Parlor Muse and Subtle Inversion, keep us pretty busy. And that's our primary thing,
mm-hmm.
especially Midnight Syndicate, of course.
Oh, I can imagine the demand for Midnight Syndicate because, you know, the music is just, it's unique and it's different. And the more people hear it, the more they love it. And, of course, I have 13th Hour, and then I've got the music from The Dead Matter as well, and then the other CD that was with it. But, you know, it's each song is a little different with each one. You know, no two songs are the same, and that's what makes, I think that's what makes you guys, you know, very unique with everything that you do.
Oh, thanks.
I know we're coming down to the last 6 minutes of the show, but I want to know if you wanted to put your websites out there or any upcoming events that you guys might be present at, so people will know where to look for you.
Gavin, do you have any shows that you got coming up in the near future?
I do, actually. I have one show, anime show left this year. It's at Yamacon, which is down in Tennessee, Pigeon Forge. And I believe it is the weekend of the 8th of May. I'll actually be playing there, December 8th of May. I should be playing there doing acoustic covers of, like, favorite anime songs, the opening and ending themes and stuff, so... And I also, I'll be vending down there, too. I have a company that does anime merchandise. So.
There's a little bit of a break for the horror convention circuit, but it'll start back up again, I think I think the first one will probably be Trans World, which is in March, and that's in St. Louis, and that's for all the haunted houses. All the people that build haunted houses or home haunters that want to see what the props that the big haunted houses are using. It's a great show. It's in St. Louis. It's called the Transworld Show. And it's in March. And just a ton of fun if you're into haunted houses. You know, certainly the Busch Gardens people are there and all the other amusement parks picking up all their props for the next year.
Yep.
It's a very exciting show, and I think I'm close to announcing, but we should have something very special for that show in March. We're going to be debuting there. So we have a lot planned for 2013. It's really exciting. Some of the stuff I don't want to announce until I have absolute, you know, certainty on it, but for absolute certain, we will have a new disc out next year in the middle of the year. Really excited about it. We're going to have that soundtrack to the Bunyan movie out, and we'll be announcing that, of course, on our website and putting that out. That's exciting. And then, yeah, just a couple other things that we're working on right now that, we'll definitely be announcing on our website. You can check us out at midnightsyndicate.com, or if you're on Facebook, you just do a search for Midnight Syndicate. We're on Facebook and Twitter, and that's where we post, you know, all these things that we have, you know, lined up for 2013. When they actually, you know, we can confirm them, we'll be announcing them. So yeah, if you like, go ahead on over and like us. You'll be kept up to date on all this cool stuff we got going.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know that...
Well,
I'll
go ahead, Joanne.
I was just going to share with them. I know he was talking about how early they start. They do. Busch Gardens starts in June. And you can already hear the music playing and everything because they get Hollow Scream ready early in the season. So by the latter of August and the 1st of September, they're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I know what you were saying about it, you know, starting early because that's exactly what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why they have the show. That's why they have the Haunted Attraction show in March, because that's one of the last couple of weeks that haunted houses have before they start getting really serious and getting into construction for
right.
that following year. So we're talking April for
right.
most of them, even the smaller haunted houses. So,
right.
Yeah, it's
wow.
Never really ends, which is it's great. It's fun. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to thank you guys. This show has gone by too quick, and I do want to bring both of you back on at a later date so we can do a longer show.
Okay.
But thank you both so much for coming on. It has been such a pleasure talking to both of you. And it was good talking to you again, Ed.
Yes, it was great talking with both of you guys. Thanks so much for having us on.
Thank
Definitely.
You.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
Well, I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in. And you have a good evening. And Ed, Gavin, you're always welcome to come on. And like I said, maybe we can do a longer show the next time. But it's such an honor having both of you on today.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome. See y'all later. Till the next show.
Bye-bye.